弟兄姐妹们，刚现在大家还有力气在站立的时候，大家打开圣经到一百二十四篇127。
Very short verses, but very powerful.
这个是很短的圣经一篇，但是它很有强有力。
Psalm 127:1-2. For those who want to read with me in English, let's begin.
先读英文。
Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen keep awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors. For he gives to his beloved even in his sleep.
来读中文。若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安息，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
Please sit down, but stay awake.
大家请坐，但是要清醒，不要睡着。
Brothers and sisters, I ask this question today: Is my work God's work?
我弟兄姐妹们，我现在要问大家一个问题：是不是我做的工是神要我做的工？
And I want you to listen to this true story of a man, a brother who sat in my home, and today we'll name him John.
我要大家在这里告诉一个大家一个真实的故事。这个故事的主角就是他的一个弟兄。 他这个弟兄在我的家里坐着的时候，把这个他的事情告诉了我。他的名字我就现在就把他叫成约翰，John。We're
in my living room, and I'm listening to John. This is a man who has believed in and followed Christ for 50 years.
我在我的卧室里听这个约翰跟我说这个他的故事的时候，这个我知道这个人他已经跟随耶稣基督已经有50年了。
I'm watching John wipe away his tears that are coming down his cheeks, and he's very, very tired.
我在这里看的那个 John 呢，就是把他的眼泪都从他的眼下流下来的眼泪擦干，但是他很劳，很辛苦。John
says to me, I am maxed out. I am beyond tired. I am numb with fatigue.
这个 John 就说：“我已经完全的没有办法了，我实在是太累了。这个累的程度已经超过我的所能忍受的程度。这个完全是就是疲倦到极点。”And
then he tells me that he has very serious financial problems.
他告诉我，他的经济上有一个很大的问题。He's
facing a lawsuit from neighbors, of the office building that he owns.
他有一个楼，他是一个办公楼，他一个办公楼的邻居呢，要在那里法律上告他。John
tells me that his adult daughter has just gone through her second divorce, and he's worried about her future.
他也告诉我，他的这个已经成年的女儿已经是第二次离婚了，他也很担心他女儿的将来的情况。His
company is behind schedule in his projects.
他的公司呢，在那里，有这个项目做的话呢，已经。He's
facing penalties for late payments of his loans.
他已经晚了，那个已经晚了，他也是有他的要付的贷款，他也已经没有办法付。And
he tells me that many of his rental tenants do not regularly make their monthly payments.
他也告诉我，他的那些楼，他楼里面那些。
But John rarely kicks them out as non-rent payers because he has a compassionate heart for them.
但是这个约翰呢，很少把他们那些他的租户呢赶走，因为他有一个同情心，不会因他们不付钱把他们赶走。He
wants to help and he wants to believe that he's helping them get back on their feet.
他想要在那里帮助那些租户，因为如果他帮助他们的话，他希望那些租户能够。 恢复正常，能够到一个正常的生活。And
then he says to me, you know, I rarely talk to my wife anymore.
然后这个 John 就跟他说，哎，我和我的太太基本上已经不说话了。
He says he's also been hurt by some in the church who canceled their commitment to help an unreached people group whom John really loves.
Yeah, 他也有时候很伤心，因为他的教会里的一些弟兄姐妹本来是答应帮助一些这个 John 所爱的一些小的这些外面的这个社会团体，但是那些教会的带领人也没有做这个事情。
And now he says, I've stopped going to church on Sundays. I know better, but I'm stopping because I need to work 7 days out of the week.
他现在说他已经基本上不去教会了，因为他一定要这一天一个礼拜工作7天，然后才能赶上这个进度。
He's working 70 to 82 hours sometimes and he can't even count.
他一周大概工作70小时或80小时，有时候他自己都数不过来。
And he's wiping his tears away as he says, I get up early and I go to bed very late.
他在这里一边抹他的眼泪，一边说，我每天早上很早很早起来，然后我很晚很晚才睡觉。
John is sleeping poorly.
他睡得也不好。
And he's very anxious about many things.
他这个很多事情他都常常担心。
And he can't stop weeping.
他真的是在那里忍不住，不能不断地擦眼泪。
He sobs.And his chest moves, and he just can't stop. He's very, very, very weary.
他在那里这样的悲伤，他的前胸在那里起起伏伏，他实在是很疲乏。
What can I say to John?
我能对这个约翰说什么呢？
I wanted to offer him a handkerchief, but that there's too many tears, really.
我想把我的手帕给他擦眼泪，但是他的眼泪实在是太多了，用手帕也不够。
And because he's a brother in Christ with me, I can, if I'm listening well, and it's helpful, I can say what Jesus says to him.
因为这个 John 是我主内的弟兄，如果我能够仔细的听的话，我能够想象主耶稣基督应该对他说一些什么样的话。
In Matthew 11:28-30, Jesus says this from the message: Are you tired?
我在看圣经马太11:28这样说，你是不是已经很累了？
Are you worn out?
这是这样说的，你是不是已经完全疲乏了？
Are you burned out on religion?
你有没有因为这样的话就对这个信仰就产生了一个危机，就没有办法坚守了？
Come to me.
到我这里来。
Get away with me and you'll recover your life.
然后跟着我走，然后你就从你的生活就能恢复。
I will show you how to take a real rest.
我能够告诉你怎样做一个真正的安息。
When Jesus says, "Walk with me and work with me."
耶稣说，跟我走和我同工。
Watch how I do it.
你看我是怎样做的。
Learn the unforced rhythms of grace.
你在那里会学到这个是不可变的这个神的恩典的节奏。
I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you.
我不会把你担不动的重担或者是使你损伤的重担放在你的身上。
Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly.
跟着我走，然后你就可以学会怎样轻松的、自由的生活。我读一下这个马太福音 ，I read the original script。马太福音11:28，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们的心里就必想得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Is John?A workaholic?
这个约翰是不是他这个工作狂人呢？
Why are so many people having a difficult time finding a healthy balance between work and rest?
为什么许多人不能找到一个这样健康的平衡？这个平衡就是有关工作和他的生活。
Why have so many people turned into workaholics?
为什么这么多人变成了这个工作狂？
Where did this imbalance begin and is there a cure?
这个不平衡是从哪里出现的呢？是不是有一个办法能够治疗这个不平衡呢？
Now, the world system will say, well, take a vacation.
这个世界上的人就会说，哎，如果你累了就去休假，休假。
We know that some vacations can restore wholeness to tired lives.
我们知道，这个有一些的休假可以把你这个从但是有一些的休假会把你本来好好的变成一个更累了。
But if we do not know how to rest biblically,
如果我们真的不知道是怎样按照圣经来休息的话，
we can return from vacations having overeaten and overspent our budgets.
我们去了休假就有可能在外面吃了很多或者睡了很多，然后就超过了我们的预算。
Our vacations are not necessarily restful.
这个休假未必是休息。
And often feeling depressed because we have to go back to work that we don't like most of the time.
我们休假了以后有时候会觉得，哎，实在是很难受，因为我们还要回到这个工作中，这个工作未必是我们喜欢的。
We really don't really want to go back to our work sometimes.
有时候我真的是不想回到我们的工作场所。
We have fallen into the cycle that is called waiting for the weekends.
我们差不多就到了这样一个循环，就是这个按照这个常语就是这样说，就是我们等待周末，每周都等待周末。
Friday afternoon, I'm out of there. I finally the weekend's here. Now I can live. And oh no, Monday's coming, and I gotta go back to work.
Yeah, 礼拜五下午我们就非常高兴的，哎呀，我的周末来了，我真是很高兴。但是到礼拜天时候就说，哎呀，礼拜一又重新开始了，真是很没意思。
Or we enjoy our work too much.
或者我们在那里，很享受我们的工作。
We work too long.
我们这里工作了很久。
And we begin to neglect more important matters.
我们就在那里忽视了一些重要的事情。
Too often workaholics begin to neglect their families, their friends, and private responsibilities.
很多工作狂在那里就基本上忽略了他们的家庭、他们的朋友和他们其他的事情、生活中的事情。
I am not teaching about vacations today.
我这里教导大家的不是要怎样的休假。
But I'm asking, where does biblical rest really come from?
我大家要想大家知道这个圣经的休息是从哪里来的。
Now, Psalm 127, the two verses that we read, the Psalm 127, five verses.Is one of the most practical passages in the Bible.
这个诗篇，刚才我们所读的127篇一到五节，就是在圣经中它是最有实践意义的这个经句。
It's practical because it deals with two areas of our life that demand most of our time and cause us the most trouble.
因为它针对的我们就是我们生活中最重要的两个部分，这两个部分是花了我们最多的时间，然后这两个部分也造成了我们最大的困难。
They're also the two areas which often compete with each other for our attention and energy. I love that phrase, 矛盾。
也有另外两块地方是在那里相互争斗，然后因为他们那些就。把我们的吸引力和我们的能量全部吸引过去了。我刚才这个迪克也用了这个中文字矛盾，大家听懂。
And the two areas in this psalm are work and our children, our family.
这两块地方就是一个就是工作，一个就是我们的家庭。
King Solomon, who wrote this,
所罗门王是这样写的。
On your outline, he had many building projects.
所罗门他一生就做了很多这个造房子的这个项目。
And when he became king after his father David, God asked him, "What do you want?"
当所罗门接续他的父亲大卫做了以色列的犹太人的王之后，这个神就问他你要什么呢
？He gave the best answer that pleased God. 1 Kings 3:9.
他给了一个最好的答案，这个答案是真的是很讨神的喜悦。
He said, "Lord, give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, to discern between good and evil."
给你的仆人有这样一个明了明白你的心，这样的话，你的仆人就可以在你的名中间的判断对和错。
God was very pleased with that request, and He granted it.
这个神很喜悦他的这个要求，然后神就把这个应许给了他。
God made Solomon the wisest man on earth.
神让所罗门成了世上最最有智慧的人，最聪明的人。
And when he spoke and when he wrote, he had wisdom that would last.
他说话或者他写下这个写东西的时候，他有这样一个智慧，这样的智慧就一直的传了下来。
Now one would imagine that the wisest man on earth would rarely make mistakes.
我们在这里想象一下，这个是世界上最聪明的人，应该是很少犯错误的。
But just because he was wise did not mean he could effectively and regularly apply wisdom to his daily life.
但是并不是因为这个人这样的聪明，他可以这样有效的或者有智慧的把他的聪明智慧用在他的日常生活中。
In fact, Solomon's life ended poorly with many foolish decisions.
事实上，所罗门他一生做了很多错误的决定，然后他最后错误的决定是非常愚蠢的。
But listen to this great builder say in verse 1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it.
大家看这个伟大的这个建筑师他在这样说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
The translation called the message says this, if God doesn't build the house, the builders build only shacks.
这个他的有一个英文是这样说的，如果神不建筑这个房屋，这个建筑的人只是造了一个 shacks, 就是
Poor little places to live that usually look ugly, and you don't really want to be there.
这个是个小破房子，反正是不适合人住的，就是有这个英文字叫 shacks.
Solomon never built shacks.
所罗门所造的并不是这样一个小破房子。
And he was commissioned by God to build God's temple in Jerusalem.
他在那里受神的感动，要为神造神的殿，在耶路撒冷造神的殿。
And when he finished it, there was no other temple in the world that was as beautiful or as expensive as God's temple.
当他造完这个圣殿的时候，大家知道，在世上没有一个任何一个王宫或者是任何一个建筑比这个圣殿更美丽或者更好。
I don't think Solomon ever thought, "Ooh, 太贵." I don't think so.
这个圣殿也是世界上最贵的。所罗门所想的应该是不会觉得这个圣殿要这么贵。
So he overtaxed his people.
因为，然后呢，因为就这样的话呢，他就抽了很多的税。
See, they're listening. 可以 hey, good. They're working with us. They're working with us. Good.
很多人在听啊，很好。
And not only did he overtax, but he recruited laborers, many, and he also caused them to be fairly tired.
Yeah, 他这招了很多的人来造他这个房子的，所以这些人都招了很多很多人了，这些人也很累。
Solomon spent 7 years having the Lord's temple constructed.
所罗门花了七年的时间造了这个神的圣殿。
But he spent 13 years building his own palace.
但他花了13年去造他自己的皇宫。
What might that tell us about Solomon's What might that tell us about Solomon's work habits?
我们这里看见这个所罗门他的这样怎样一个造房子的习惯呢？在工作是什么习惯呢？
13 years my house, my palace, 7 for you, Lord.
我造自己的房子花13年，七年我就给你吧，造你的房子。
That may tell us something about him.
然后这让我知道他这个人是怎样的一个人呢？
Okay, brothers and sisters, when we say apply this to myself.How much of my stuff, my time, my money is mine, and then how much is the Lord's?
我们要自己问自己，有多少时间和我自多少的金钱是属于我自己，还有我给了神多少？
Solomon had no mortgage payments.
所罗门在那里是不需要付贷款的哦。
It was 2-1, according to his time spent.
但是这个他花的时间给自己和神就是差不多2:1的时间。
Now, brothers and sisters, this wise man decided he would also make a contract, a partnership with Egypt, which didn't know the Lord.
Yeah, 然后呢，这个人呢，他也要和这个埃及签这个协约。这些埃及人是可是不认识神的哦。
So he married and brought in a queen from Egypt, and he built her a palace too, separate from his.
Yeah, 然后呢，他就和埃及的一个女的来结婚，然后就把她立为王后，也为这个王后也单独造了一个殿。
I can see some of the ladies laughing.
我们有些姐妹在那里笑，不知道为啥。
Now, he also married. He also had 700 wives.
然后呢，他又有700个妻。
And 300 concubines.
有300个妾。
Way over the limit that was allowed for kings.
这个实在是太多了，这个一个王这么多，实在是远远超过一个王所能有的。Brothers,
imagine sharing a bathroom with 700 wives.
大家，你去想象一下，和有一个有700个妻一起共享一个厕所啊？还是？I
think I'll build a separate palace.
我想，他想大概不太可能，所以每都要另外多造几个宫了。And
we laugh. We laugh.
我们笑了。But
1 Kings 11:4 tells us.
列王记上十一章四节这样告诉我。
For when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away towards other gods.
所罗门年老的时候，他的嫔妃诱惑他的心去跟随从别神。
His heart was not wholly devoted to the Lord as God, as the heart of David his father had been.
不效法他父亲大卫，诚诚实实地顺服耶和华他的神。
And this king says, unless the Lord builds the house, and he knows from firsthand mistakes, when you separate God from what you are building, you will have trouble.
他这个王所罗门王从他自己亲身的经验，他就是这样写了。若不是神耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。他说，如果你自己不把你的时间和造给神，你就是有问题了，有麻烦。Solomon's
great wisdom turned to weakness.
所罗门这样一个大大的有聪明智慧的人，变成了他的软弱。And
God eventually took his throne away from him.
但是最后，神把他的王的宝座从他的手中拿走了。So,
brothers and sisters, the second point basically is building goes best with God's help.
大家从第二点可以看出，如果你做造一个房子要有神的祝福、神的帮助的话，才能成为最好。Being
lazy and avoiding work responsibilities is never right, says God. In Proverbs 18:9,
这个如果你是懒惰的，或者是就是不逃避做工的，所以是不讨神的喜悦的。And
the phrase "building in vain" can mean having no real value or importance.
这个所说的就是枉然，就是做刚才说的枉然劳力的话，就是你的力量就是没有任何的意义。Building
in vain can result in being empty and unsatisfied.
这个枉然劳力就变成了空虚和不满足。And
building in vain can mean having a foolish craving for the admiration and approval of other people.
这个枉然劳力就是这样一个意味着这样一个事情，你要的得到的就是一个愚蠢的别人给你的这个。
Now, working diligently and building excellently is highly endorsed in God's Word.
努力工作或者是勤奋劳力是圣经中常常赞许的。
Colossians 3:23-24 says, "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord, rather than for people."
哥罗西书23:3节是这样讲的：无论做什么，你们都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。Just
remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are really serving is Christ.
因为你们要知道，从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
There are many Bible verses that says God rewards honest work.
很多圣经的经节在这里说，神在那里要给那些诚实工作的有奖赏。
And when honest work is done, there can be personal happiness and pleasure, knowing that God is served well.
当你勤奋做工，这个诚实的做工的话，你的神就会给你这个赞赏，你就觉得非常的快乐喜乐。
And Psalm 127:1 says that a worker cautions that a worker must not leave God out of his work.
刚才所读的诗篇127这样说，你不能把神从你的工作中挪开，你要仰赖神。
If God is left out, then self efforts and ego become exaggerated.
如果你把神排除在你的工作之外，那你这自己的努力就变成了自我为中心的，自己给自己给自己加分的一个工作。
And leaving God out increases the chance of stealing His credit.
如果你不把神放在你的工作中，你就把神该得的荣耀归成自己的荣耀。
And when God's glory gets misplaced.People can become their own little gods.
当神的荣耀被挪走以后，那个人呢，就变成了自己的神，自己就变成了神。
As little gods, people can then try to gain full control of their lives, circumstances, and their futures.
Yeah, 如果你变成了你自己的神的话，你就会想到我要控制我自己的生活、自己的环境和自己的将来。
God gets left out, and faith is replaced by what people can see, touch, and feel.
神就在你的生活中被排除在外，你的信仰就被别人怎样看你的，别人怎样觉得你的所代替。
And greed gradually becomes, the word says, idolatry.
然后你的自己的贪婪就变成了你自己的偶像。
And so God urges people to work hard and work diligently.
所以神在这里请人让人努力的工作和勤奋的工作。
But working should always help develop the habits of giving God the credit and giving Him His rightful glory.
但是工作要形成这样一个习，养成这样一个习惯，你要把你得的荣耀归给神。
Because all true work is really a gift from God.
因为所有的工作都是神赐给的恩典。
What do we have that is not a gift from God?
我们有的，我们什么东西是不是从神来的呢？不是神的工作呢
？The statement God is always previous.
有一句话就是说，神是起先的。
He's always first. He's always ahead of our journey. He knew us from the womb. He knows the day we're going to die.He's always previous.
Yeah, 神是先知先觉的，神一直是从开始就知道我们将来要发生的什么事情，从我们出生的那一日到我们完成我们地上旅程的那一日，神都知道。
Brothers and sisters, you know that Jesus did excellent work, right?
大家知道耶稣做了很奇妙的工。
And the crowds of people who saw him, they were utterly astonished, and they said, "Jesus does all things well."
那些耶稣在地上的时候，那些众人地上的人看见他说，所有耶稣做的都是非常的奇妙。
He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. He does very good work.
他要么做的就是让那些瞎眼的看见，耳聋的听见。
And Jesus always let his heavenly Father.Come into his work with him and help him whenever he did his carpentry or anything else. God was always included in what he did.
耶稣做的任何工作都让神在他身上做工。通过神，他不管是他做木匠啊，还是做以后的其他的帮助人的工作，他都是让神在那里做工。
Okay, now brothers and sisters, some of you as I look around, some of you look like you might be retired.
我看了看周围，我想大概有一些在座的已经退休了。
Social Security may say you are retired.
你的社会保险就是告诉你，哎，你已经退休了。
So please don't say,
Brother Andrews, I'm retired. I don't have to listen to this about work.
你不用在这里跟我说，Andrew 弟兄啊，我已经退休了，我不需要在这里听你做的这个工作的事情了。
I know you're too tight, touchy to say that to me, to my face. I know that.
我说你对我说这个话，你也是很客气的，我知道你很客气。
So let's substitute the word work. Let's substitute the word work with, let's substitute it with.Family.
我们现在举个例子，我们不说这个字，这个工作这个事情，我们把这个工作字取替换成家庭。
Unless the Lord helps you build your family, you're going to labor in vain. It's going to come up empty. It might look good on paper.
如果是这句的话，就是若不是耶和华建造你的家庭，你所建造的就是枉然。
Unless the Lord helps me in my home remodeling.
除非神帮助我在家里把我的房子重新重装修一下。
Unless the Lord helps me in my home purchase.
如果神帮助我买一个房子。
Unless the Lord helps me in my landscaping.
神啊，你帮助我做我的院子。
I'm going to come up looking good to the world, but not necessarily looking good to God.
我就有可能我做的一切事情看上去对世界来说是挺好，但是对神未必好。
Let's change the word work or house. Let's change it to personal relationships. Unless the Lord helps us build personal relationships, what we build is in vain and hollow. It might look good on the outside. The Lord needs to help us build our personal relationships.
我们把这个房屋这个事情变成这个个人的关系，个人的关系。如果神不帮助我们建立这个个人的关系，我所建立的就是空虚的，没有用。
Unless the Lord builds our finances.
除非神帮助我们，这个改变我的经济状况。
I will think I was smart enough to get this money.
我就会这样想，我是我自己的聪明，然后我赚到这个钱。
I will say I am smart. I do good interviews. I'm good to go.
我就会在这说，我很聪明，我面试的时候表现很好，所以我就有了工作。
And unless he helps you with your finances, unless you let him help you, you will come up short in his eyes.And maybe even in the internal revenue's eyes.
Yeah. 如果你不帮让神来帮助你的经济的话，你就会在他的眼光中你就有短缺，在你的永久中，你在永世中你也有短缺。
Try your hand at substituting. Unless the Lord builds the house, try vacations. Try healthcare. Yeah. Unless the Lord helps us with healthcare decisions.
Uh-huh.我们要在这里要替换这句话，就是要常常替换，把这个房屋替换成你的比如说你的健康。如果神不帮助你建造你的健康，
We may not have the wisdom to do well in our decisions.
我们就没有神帮助我们，我们做不出一个正确的决定来。
Oh, here's one. Unless the Lord helps us with our children's education.
我们在这里再替换另一个字。除非神帮助我们在这个孩童这个我的孩子的教育上面。
This morning's paper, Yale students are taking a class and they say it's a new class, it's the most popular class on self-fulfillment. 1600 students signed up.
这耶鲁大学今天早上有个新闻是说，耶鲁大学的学生有一个要上一个课，就是呢自我实现这个课，自我成就这个课。然后呢，大家有多少学生去签名要准备上这个课呢？有1600名学生。
And the students at Yale were quoted as saying, "I am so tired of the next thing I have to do. I am numb."
那些耶鲁大学的学生就是说，我实在是太累了，我下一个事情要做的事使我实在是累死了，我现在已经麻木了。
Yeah, read it. It's in Seattle's Times this morning. And they may as well have said, why didn't somebody tell me that a degree and a good job and dun-dun-dun-dun-dun and success, why didn't they tell me that that doesn't necessarily, apart from the Lord, satisfy me? Why didn't they tell me early?
Yeah, 为什么这些学生就这样说？为什么没有早点有人跟我说，我要得的这个学位，我要得的这个成绩和神要我做的事情是那么的远，早点告诉我就好了。
So when you look at this verse, substitute the word house for something that you are building or something that you are going to build.
大家看了这个经节，就是要用这个房屋这个字，要用其他的事情，你要做的一个事情，你要做的一个决定来取代这个房屋这个字。
And brothers and sisters, I will tell you, you have seen this, I have seen this, that if we do not include God, if people do not include God in all of their decisions, they will usually overwork and neglect important matters like loving people and loving their family.
你该知道，如果你没有把你的把神放在你的工作中的话，你就会做一些决定，然后这些决定让你是拼命工作，然后你就忽略了你的家庭和你的朋友。
And brothers, I don't know about you, but what I know is when you are overworking and tired, it's like one of the first areas that you give up are personal relationships.
Yeah, 如果我想有这样一个事情，如果你在那里勤奋工作，工作那么的有那样的强度的话，就是你会第一个放弃的就是你个人和别人的关系。
My older son and his wife, when the two grandparents walk into their home,They asked us to put our iPhones away.
Yeah, 我的大儿子，我和我太太去到他的家里的时候，他要我们做的就是把我们的这个电话放在一边。
Their eight-year-old son Joshua and his brother four and a half-year-old Caleb, the parents limit their screen time.
是他的两个孩子，这个我的儿子做父母的就把两个孙子的，时间就是限制他们上网的时间，看电视手机的时间。
And when my grandsons look at us, they look right in our eyes, and they're right. They're not seeing the top of their heads. They're looking right at us, and they really are listening. Not because they're young, but because their focus is not somewhere else. It's on relationship.
Yeah, 当我们的两个，当我的孩子看着我们两个人的时候，他们看着我的是用他们的眼睛看着我，不是用他们的额头看着我。为什么呢？因为他们完全和我们专注着和我们讲话，不是一边低头看着他们的手机。
Now, you say, well, it can't be that way in every family.
你会说，每个家庭都可能这样啊。
I know that because I have four Southern California grandchildren, and it isn't that way.
我知道，但是我有四个孙辈是他们是住在南加州的，他们跟我说话的时候不是这样子的，他们头低着看他们的手机。
So when we are out of balance with work and life, one of the things that's going to be sacrificed is personal relationships.
我们在这个工作和生活的不平衡中，第一个丧失的就是个人人和人的关系。
Brothers and sisters.The next part says that secure guarding is God's job. And you can see the picture. It says, unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain.
我们刚才看的第二点就是说，如果除非神看守你这个一切都是，等一下我读一下。
It's on 127.1.
Yeah, the...若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Now, so you know that during this time, historical watchmen and sentries and guards were stationed along the walls of a city to protect it.
那个时候，大家看所罗门在的时候，就是这个城墙上都有那些看护的人在那里警醒着看守这个城池，因为要看外面。
These watchmen were supposed to stay fully alert, watching for enemies approaching their city.
那些看守城池的人就是在这个城墙上完全的专注，就是看有没有敌人来侵犯。
If they saw enemies coming, then they were to sound the alarm, call for more help, and defend their city, because in their city were people and properties and sometimes their own families.
Yeah, 这个城里面因为有他们的家庭和他们的所有的，他们如果看见敌人来，他们会把这个警铃响起，或者是叫人来帮助他，帮助。
And enemies were usually very skilled about hiding.
那些敌人是很知道怎么隐藏他们的。
Now, brothers and sisters, you tell me, Chinese history. You tell me, with such a great wall in China, how did the enemy get in?
Yeah, 大家告诉我，大家都有这个，都是从中国来的啊。有这么一个长的城，那么坚固的城，这个敌人是怎么进来的？
Who was sleeping?
谁在睡觉啊？ watchmen.
You tell me, do you think that some watchmen were bribed?
Yeah, 但你告诉我，是不是有些看守城市的人接受了贿赂啊？
Some watchmen, obviously, the enemy got in with that tremendous wall. You've been there, some of you have been there. Are you kidding me? We can't bring our horses over this thing.
Yeah, 那个大家都到长城去看过。我的马肯定翻不过去啊，一定是有人开了门才能过去。
And so I think today we have security systems in our homes.
今天我们家里头都有一些有这个报警系统，哎。
And sometimes thieves learn ways to get around the system.
You know, 有时候这个贼呢，他有办法把这个警铃的系统呢绕过去。
Or the security system gets hacked.
或者是有人就。
Yeah, that's my next example. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Lord. Yes, confirmation. Yes.
因为你知道，如果警铃系统的话，也会被侵入啊，被那些做电脑的人给破解。
Some get really vicious dogs.
有些人呢，就养了几条猎狗。
If I'm a burglar and I want to take your stuff in your home, you have a dog.
如果我是偷东西的人，你有个狗，我怎么办呢？然后你就把你的这个枪上面放一个消音器。
That dog is not going to help you if I want to come in your home.
那个狗也没有用了，如果它有枪的话，那个狗也没有用。
Yeah. Anyhow, and the example that Brother Jonathan so alertly mentioned.
我刚才这个
love it.
这个彭弟兄就这里就讲了一个例子，是刚才是真是一个例子，就是。
In Hawaii, where I grew up.
在夏威夷，我是在夏威夷长大的。
I still have family there.
我在夏威夷还有很多的亲属。
You read it a couple of weeks ago.
大家读过几天前。
On came the warning. This is not a drill. Here comes the missile.
他说，他政府呢就发了个警告，给每一个这个手机上就说，有一个导弹正在发过来了啊，这个不是开玩笑的啊，这个是真的啊，大家小心着点。
My brother said to me.
我的弟弟告诉我
，He heard people so scared that they called their friends on the mainland and said goodbye to them.
Yeah, 我的弟弟就是在那里告诉我，他说他看见很多人真的是很惊吓，然后就打电话给他在美国本土的亲戚朋友们。
The religious ones sometimes gathered their families and they prayed and they waited for the missile to to hit.
那些信神的人，有信仰的人就聚在一起，在那里祷告，就等在那儿，等着这个导弹飞过来啊。
Those who hoped that the system would guard them were utterly panicked because it wasn't going to work.
对啊，那些等着这个环岛系统帮助他们的，就在那里真的是一片惊慌，因为这个系统没有帮助他们。
I am sure that there are some Christians in the islands that really believe.God was the one that saved them that day.
我相信在那个岛上，夏威夷岛上的基督徒们，有一些真的是相信那一天是神救了他们。
God never pushes the wrong button on security systems.
神从来不会在那里这个报警系统上按错一个键的。
Brothers and sisters, if we move to the last point.
弟兄姐妹们，我们现在到最后一点。
You know what? I have a really good watch. I'm doing okay.
okay.
It says in verse 2, "It is vain for you to rise up early, to retire late, to eat the bread of painful labors, for he gives to his beloved even in his sleep."
圣经上是这样说：你们清晨早起，夜晚安息，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。
When does overworking lead to dangerous and worthless results?
什么时候是这个你的过劳，就是过分的劳苦，然后导致了这个无用的结局和危险的结局呢？
And one answer is whenever work is done separately from faithfully trusting God to supply all the resources that we need to work healthily.
Yeah, 这个答案就是如果这个工作是从神这供应中不是从神来供应而来的话，所有的工作就 sorry 这句话 所有的工作就不会那样的建在一起合适的一起工作。
Brothers and sisters, there is a growing mindset in Asian countries, and I'm just talking about Asian countries now, that believe and act on this. Quote, any job worth doing is worth doing excessively.
大家知道在很多亚洲的国家有这样一个金句有一个句子是这样很有名的，就是如果这个工作值得做的话，你就要努力的拼命的去做。
The reports that are coming in from countries in Asia are that some are very afraid of losing their jobs.
从亚洲国家来的一些报告是这样子的，就是很多有不少人是很害怕丢失他们的工作。
Some are afraid of being bullied to work long overtime when they know that they shouldn't.
有一些在那个长长的工作时间中要被欺负，因为他们要在那里过长时间的工作。
And the reports from three countries, Japan, South Korea, and mainland China, are like this.
有三个国家是基本上是现在是这样子的，从报告中来，一个是南朝鲜，一个是日本，还有一个大陆，中国大陆。
Go Google overwork in Asian countries.
你在那里
no, death through overwork in Asian countries, and you, boom, here it comes.
你在 Google 这个搜索一下，这个如果过分劳辛劳而死，它就有了告诉定义的话，它就有这样显示出来。
In Japan, it's called karoshi.
这日本话呢就叫过劳死。
In South Korea, it's called kwarosa.
这也差不多就是过劳死的 kwarosa 这个是。
And in mainland China, I apologize for my Chinese.过劳死
过劳死，反正三个字读的音也差不多，夸拉阔虚啊。
And these Asian cultures are particularly vulnerable because laziness is a dreaded condition. Don't be lazy.
这三个国家大家也知道，就是我们也是一样，就是这个定义，这个懒惰是非常不好的，就是变成一个很强的意味，就是你懒惰了。
Okay, so you say, give me an example, okay? A 31-year-old Japanese journalist.
大家听到过有这个一个例子，一个31岁的这个记者。Yeah.
During 1 month of covering political campaigns,
他在这一个月的时候，因为去报道这个政治的竞选的事情。
Worked her normal hours plus 159 hours of overtime in 1 month.
在一个月中，除了正常的工作时间，她还做了159个小时的加班的时间。
This 31-year-old Japanese woman died suddenly of congestive heart failure.
呀，这个日本女人31岁，很年轻，她就突然因为心脏问题就突然就死了。
Japanese white-collar workers, automotive engineers, immigrant trainees have the highest death rates from overwork.
日本的白领工人，或者是自动车啊，不对，汽车的工程师和这些训练，就是海外训练者，就是中国去日本留学，这有个海外训练计划，这些人是最多死亡的，过劳死亡的人。
And in Japan, men in their 40s are the first highest in suicides from overwork.
在日本40多岁的男人是最高比例自杀的人。
In a 3 month period, 352 men and 16 women committed suicide from overwork depression.
在三个月中，就有352个男人和16个女人因为过劳的缘故而自杀了。
You Google and it will say this: Mainland China has now passed Japan with 1,600 daily deaths from overwork.
大家去网络上查一下，这个在大陆的话，现在已经超过日本，每天都有1,600个人死于过劳。
You Google it, it'll say China's 1 year total of overwork death is 600,000.
每年过劳死的人数在大陆的话有600,000.
Staying at one's desk and working from early morning to late evenings is very common in Asian countries.
就是坐在那个桌子上，从早上很早早上到很晚晚上，在这些亚洲国家是非常常见。
Now, everybody has to work certain times when there's a pressure or a project. So that you have to do sometime. It's not like you can never do that. You have to do that some, or you generally have to. So that is an exception.
有时候因为工作的原因，你做一些啊这个长时间的话是正常的，因为如果这个项目非常紧急，你要加班一两天是正常。但是这个是例外的，是特殊的例子。
Here's the cue.
这怎样的帮助这个解决这个问题呢
？The workaholic is the person who has made this overwork a pattern that recurs regularly.It's become a pattern, and it's occurring regularly. That is overwork, and that is extremely imbalanced.
那些喜欢高强度工作的人，因为他们常常是这样的工作，他把这个周围也变成了一个这个变成了一个形式，变成了一个这样一个变成了一个固定的规则，就是常常要这样过劳的工作。
Verse 2 says, For God gives his beloved even in his sleep.
第二节是这样说的，就是神是必，唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
Okay. Brothers, this is great. Good insight. When we sleep, when we lie down and we really sleep, we have the potential to rest.From control of our lives.
Yeah. 大家就我这里举个这样一个例子。我们安然睡觉的时候，我们是不是放弃了对我们自己的控制呢？
If we receive sleep from God as a gift to us, and we receive that and we sleep well, then sleep is designed to refresh us and bring the balance of work and rest back into focus.
是啊。如果我们把我们主权交给神，让神让我们安然入睡，我们这个安然入睡就让我们的生活和我们的工作有了这么一个平衡。
Now don't tell me that God really loves me, so He gives me lots of short, lots of rest. He really loves me, so He just pours it on, and I sleep all the time.
不要这样跟我说，神这样的爱我们，他给了我很多的休息，让我从早到晚休息，我天天休息。
But he does give rest so that we can get back in balance with him. It's a gift.
神真的是给了我们这样一个礼物，让我们只有这样一个平衡，一边休息，然后一边工作，这是一个平衡。
Anybody in this room other than me who likes to control life or situations or people? Anybody else?
我除了我之外，这里面还有没有要自己控制自己的生活、自己的工作，还有自己的休息呢
？Early in Genesis, we have a problem of control. Who's going to be in control here?
在创世纪刚开始经节有这样一个事情，就是谁在那里做控制的事情呢
？And when he gives us sleep, and we really sleep, we take our hands off of his work, and he can work.While we get our hands off of what we're working on.
Yeah, 神给了我们这样一个就是一个机会，让我们把我们手挪开，让神在我们身上做工，让神在让我们使我们在地上休息。
We can never earn God's blessing by hard work.
我们不能通过我们的勤奋工作来赢得神的赞许。
We can't buy God's grace or labor. We can't work hard and get God's grace. That is not grace.
对啊，我们得的恩典不是通过我们认真努力工作得来的。我们认真努力工作得不到神的恩典。
His blessings come because He's full of costly grace, and it's the decision to give us that rest and to give us His grace.
因为神有这样的恩典，他给我们这样一个让我们完全休息的一个恩典，是从神来的恩典，不是我们。
Okay, so I think you have it. If you want to be in control, sleep is the time where you can let it go and God can take over.
Yeah, 我想大家有这样一个事情告诉大家，但如果你要控制你一切生命的话，你要认真休息，让神来给你休息。
Have any of you really wrestled with something and you finally got so tired you went to sleep and when you woke up, boom, you had the answer? You ever had that?
有没有一个经验，你一直愁烦得不到 得不到答案，但你认真休息以后，你一醒来，你突然就得到了这个答案呢？
Maybe God said, "Ah, this brother or sister is finally resting. I'll help them in the morning and give them the answer."
Yeah, 神在那里说，哎，这个弟兄姐妹总算放下他的手，认真休息了。那我就早上起来，等他起来，告诉他答案吧。
Brothers, this is not going to help unless we apply it to our lives. Amen.
Amen.
You agree?
弟兄姐妹们，这个如果你不把这个事情放到你生活的实践的话，这是不会神不会做工的。我在这以前说过，我到这里来不是要伤害你们的。这里有一个问题，有可能会伤到你。为什么人这么的忙？我就或者直接就问你吧，为什么你这么忙呢？
Really?
真的？
Not, 当当当当当。Really?
我问的是真的是这么忙哦。
A brother named Kenneth, Kevin Offner gives us some reasons. Listen to the reasons, see if you might agree.
有一个弟兄叫 Kevin Offner 的，他给了我们这样一个几个原因。
People like to blame their busyness on external things.
这个人呢，这往往会责备他们自己的事情呢，就因为外面的事情责备。
Like their jobs,
或者是他们的工作。
Other people, they're always demanding, so I have to be busy.
其他人老是给他们很多事情做，所以他们一定要忙啊。
My children,
我的孩子很。
My grandchildren,
我的孙子让我很忙。
They press me, so now I have to go faster than I like.
他的我的孙子呢就跑得很快，我现在也要快快跑。
My eight-year-old says, "Grandpa, let's go."
那个我的八岁的孙子就告诉我快点走啊，爷爷。
Go, I go at 3 miles per hour. I'm not going at 82 like you.
我每个小时只能走3个英里，你这一个小时走八十英里，我怎么比得上过你
？I have mortgage payments.
我要付贷款的、啊、房贷。
My wife expects, my spouse expects.
我的太太希望有一些什么东西。
External pressure. I'm busy because my parents expect me to. 当当当当当。
我真的是很忙，因为我的父母希望我得了什么做什么事情。
But blaming external things is not usually going to solve it. It might be true, but it may not. It rarely solves busyness.
但是你这老是怪外面的事情的话，很不能解决你这个忙的问题。
Here's what the brother says.
这个弟兄怎么说呢？
The reason I'm so busy is I am a slave and addicted to busyness.
为什么我这么忙？因为我是这个忙碌的奴隶，和我这个忙碌上了瘾。
I am scared of having nothing to do and looking unproductive.
我真的是很害怕我没有事做。
I do not want to look lazy.
我不想被别人看了我是懒惰的人。
Don't you understand? I'm a 中国人。I'm Asian. Don't you understand?
你知道吗？我是中国人呢、啊，我是要忙的哦。你懂不懂
？And I don't want to waste time.
我不要浪费时间呢、哦。
Time is money. Somebody said.
这个时间就是生命。有人有这么一句话啊，时间就是金钱。
But being overly busy can lead to restlessness.
如果是你太忙的话，你就不能休息啊。
And sometimes when we are restless.We are afraid of silence.
有时候我们不能，我们休息不了，因为我们很害怕这个安静的环境。
When we are restless, we're sometimes afraid of being alone because we have to face who we really are.
Yeah, 我们要有时候就不能休息呢，因为我们很害怕自己在这里孤独，我们也不能面对我自己是什么样的人。
This brother says it's easier to fill my time with distractions or even good things than to face myself and have to change.
是啊，有时候这个弟兄就是说，我们宁愿被周围的事情所打乱，让我们死得很忙，然后的话呢，我们就可以不再这样的面对自己，能在这里就想我到底是做什么。因为我们很忙，我很快乐。
And he asks this question: Are we bowing to the idol of the full schedule?
我们他，你要问自己一个问题：你是不是像这个这个你很忙，你就变成了一个很忙的奴隶
？A full schedule sometimes shows how important we are.
你的 你的这个时间表是满满的，你就会觉得我自己很重要。
And this brother suggests that a full schedule may say that we are really needed. We're important.
Yeah, 因为你的时间表上满满的，你就会觉得，哎，我真的是很重要一个人。
So brothers, if any of what he says, then what changes do I have to make if this is true?
如果你这些对你来说是真的话，你要做些什么事情改变呢？
I have to spend time regularly with the Lord in an undistracted manner.
Yeah, 所以我们如果是这样子的一个人的话，我们要花时间和神在一起，不要被外面的事情所干扰。
I don't want to hear the Lord say, Brother Andrews, I only see the top of your head, but your head's down looking at my iPhone.
我不想
神。
神对我说 ，Andrew 弟兄啊，我不想看见你的额头，你的眼睛只是盯着你的屏幕，我要看见你的脸。
And we have to study and learn what is biblical rest, what is Sabbath rest, because it is a gift from God to help us find the balance between work and rest.
我们要在这里学习的是什么是圣经上所说的。安息是什么是安息日这个才能给我们带来这个生活和工作的平衡
And here's the last point.
第一最后一点
We have to learn how to put into our schedules gaps of time between events
我们在
Our margins it's called
yeah, 我们在我们的时间表上一定要放上一段一段空的时间就是不同的事情的中间要有空档然后这个叫做就是休息的时间。
Let me end with Psalm 90, verse 17, Moses' great prayer when he prays, Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and confirm the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands.
我要现在最后结尾要读这个诗篇九十篇诗篇九十篇十七节这个是伟大的摩西这个伟大的祷告就是这样我念一下愿主我们的神的荣耀荣美归于我们身上愿你坚立我们手所做的功我们手所做的功愿你坚立
Brothers and sisters keep asking as I am asking is this work My own stuff, my own work.
弟兄姐妹们，我要这样不停的问题，问这个问我们的神，这个工作是我自己的工作呢，还是你的神的要我做的工作
？Or is this work really yours? Do you have it all? Am I not keeping you out from it?
Yeah, 这个工作是。神是你的工作，我没有把这工把你从把神从这个工作中拿掉。
Brothers and sisters, my wife would say, "I have delivered the mail to you."
我的太太说我已经把我的信给你了。
I give it to you with love. I am not finished. I'm wrestling with these, but may God help you. May He confirm the work of your hands, so that you honor Him and do not waste your life on this earth.
是吧我把这个信息传给了你们就是就像神说的要我愿神坚立我们手所做的功我们手做的功愿神坚立
谢谢你
谢谢